time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic. And tonight we're having a little technical difficulties. But before we get started into the topic, we want to go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on the program. Tonight we're talking about the strains a music career could have on your life. But before we get into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us come together collectively as a community. We ask that you bless every ear, every mind that is tuned in and locked and loaded to the program. Lord, please allow them to, whatever they get from this platform, take it into their household, take it into their world, embrace it, and be able to help change the lives of others. We ask you that in Jesus' name as we pray, amen. Well, guys, as you know, we all quest to be in this career of music. All the ones that are into music and want to make it a career, they also have to deal with the sacrifices it takes, the commitment that it takes, often the strain that it often takes on even your relationship. Sometimes it has a strain on your life just trying to fit it in. But once you get there, hey, ultimately, you know, it's a reward. But you don't know until you stick it out and keep it going. I got my boy Raw Dog right here in the cut with me. Raw Dog, you're not on the floor. I want you to tell me what's your thoughts on tonight's topic, the strain of a music career, how a music career could have on your life. Can you give me some examples of yours?
Well, you know, you've got to think about, you know, the three things that are going to keep you going, you know, which is your mind, your body, and your soul. And see, when you start talking about the strains of being in the musical entertainment world, and you have to think, you know, I don't know anybody that started at the top. You have to start at the bottom. And if you have no knowledge of the industry, you know, there's going to be a problem because of the fact that, you know, you're not knowing what to expect. You know, let's just call it like it is and, you know, hey, say the pitfalls, the good times, the bad times, that's just like, okay, listening to everything today. I don't know if any of you caught the news, but in the industry, Robin Williams committed suicide. They found him today.
Wait, I heard that, I mean, I just got the news that he was found dead. But, okay, you just gave me a shocker. He committed suicide?
That's what they're reporting, yes. So you have to think about the strains that are on individuals, the loneliness. You know, people think that, you know, you can have the best of times and, you know, you can be surrounded by the prettiest of ladies and what have you, and you can do what you want to do because you can afford to do it once you've reached that success. But you know, they always talk about, you know, it's lonely at the top, you know, and I've heard that over and over in my lifetime. And the actual truth about it is that, you know, I always tell the young people to wake up and remember who you were when you went to sleep. You know, when you went to sleep and you woke up and you got out there and you started to make your money, remember that person so you can go back home. And those that knew you or were around you before you became famous. Now, you know, you always have negative people that are in your circle. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about, you know, people that you've met along the way that didn't ask you for anything but enjoyed just your company. You know, I didn't say move in with them or nothing like that because, you know, you find the crazy in every bunch and we're all crazy. So, you know, to be out here trying to make it into this industry. So, you know, you have to take the steps and understanding the pitfalls, the good, the bad, you know, the temptations, you know, the overindulgence, you know, and then the real factor. Are these people with you because they are really your friends, or are they with you because of who you are in the industry and on the road? And, you know, especially in the musical industry, you know, you can do one-nighters all over the country, and you're going to meet what they call groupies. And the groupies are just that, people that you meet in a group of people that don't know you, that cling on to you, that maybe tomorrow when you see them in the real light of day, in their true character, you wouldn't even want to spend 5 minutes with. But with the lights low and the music going on, and they went and bought their clothes from Nordstrom's and leaving the tags in them, they can take them back, and what you see is what you think you're getting, but it can turn on you and turn against you. You know, ask DMX. You know, he's got all the children and the child support. So, you know, hey, have I touched on some of the boundaries that you were thinking about, Poetic?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. You touched on the Wikipedia standpoint of things, which you should write an insert there, because you just gave me the best definition of groupies I've ever heard.
Been there, seen them, done that.
Dude, did you just define that line? I was shocked.
You know what? I say this, if you're going to, you're thinking about a music career and what have you, you know, if you start when you're young, start single, okay? Because you're going to make mistakes, and you don't want to hurt and break someone's heart that you've had a relationship with. You know, to hurt somebody else because somebody else stepped to you, and just being young and innocent and curious, you know, you're going to be a person that is not monogamous, you know. It's a great world. It's a great world to grow up in, okay? Because you're going to meet all kinds, short ones, fat ones, you know, green eyes, blondes, redheads, you know. They're out there.
If you think like the young people do, every flavor of your choice.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, and you could. I mean, it's ridiculous, and that's one of the pitfalls, because you see, when I came up,
that's not a plus. That's a pitfall.
Well, it's a pitfall because I'll tell you why. When I came up, you could go to the clinic and you could get a shot. Now, that you're just going to get the doctor looking at you, shaking your head and saying, hey, you have 5 months to live. You know, take Eazy-E as an example. The groupies, he was known for the groupies, okay? He died of AIDS, okay?
So
there's no shot.
The groupies have a little bit more definition, in-depth definition, that you did not express, what you're expressing now.
Yeah, well, guess what? We said that we weren't going to demean females, but it also can be a male if you were a female. Okay, don't think that it's just one-sided. But if we go into it a little bit more, we're going to give a label or two of actions that, you know, are We need to leave that to their imagination. And we gave them enough about groupies. But if you want to go further, be my guest, Poetic. What did I leave out?
Actually, you didn't leave anything out. It was in-depth knowledge. To me, don't get me wrong, you really coined a good definition for those who are less informed about the groupies. And don't get me wrong, groupies follow just about every famous act or person that makes it into the place and makes it into the marketplace and getting some form of success.
Well, wait a minute. No. Take that word, every famous. You can be a touring group, not famous.
Wait, Ronald, you didn't hear what I said. I said any group that's getting some form of success. Maybe you didn't hear that part.
Oh, well, okay.
I did say it.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe.
Go back in the archive, man. You check it out when we're done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. You could be right or you could be wrong. But, no, you know what? The thing about it is that, they used to say that women preferred men that wore uniforms. You know, the UPS guy. You know, hey, the mailman, you know, the milkman, you know. I can remember when they all wore uniforms. Now, the thing about it is this. The reason that women were attracted to them, they had a job that was visible. So you think about it. Now, you think about this. It was the same way with bus drivers. Okay, you're going through this metropolis. And there's women on every corner. Now, you're going to get an eye from a woman within three blocks as you drive through, or you're going through, or you're walking through. You're going to get a gesture, a smile, or something. You have you can pick, just like going into an orchard. Ah, this one. Ah, that one. Ah, this one. But you got to have your approach right. But see, that's part of the strain. If you haven't realized that getting out here is, if you notice, most of the people are single when they start in this business. Look at Lil Wayne. He got kids. So the game is out there also. The trap. Gotcha. Child support. Okay. That's Stevie J. They put him in jail. He's behind in child support. You know, so when we start talking about the industry itself and the strains, you know, let's stop and get off of the women and go on the responsibility of being a father and not being able to be there to watch your child grow every day. You know, there is a point of you're not being the father. Yes, you might send money home and what have you, and a lot of fathers have had to travel and work on the road, okay? But to a degree, there's that separation. And just let's say you don't make it to the A-list or the B-list. You're still on the chicken circuit, but you're making money. You know, McDonald's money, because you see, entertainers and artists are proud. You know, they're not telling what they're getting paid, but they're acting as though they're paid. You know, let's just say you're making a McDonald's salary with no taxes taken out of it, okay? Because, you know, if you worked at McDonald's and they don't take the taxes, check is pretty kind of decent. But once they take the federal taxes, the FICA, the medical, and all of that off the top, you're disappointed with what you got to take home. So
now,
there you
go. What you could do that anywhere in the country that you work at McDonald's and they ain't gonna take no taxes out.
Oh well, you know, that's part of the living in America and having a job. Taxes are taken out. FICA's taken out. But as a musician in the industry, you're a contractor. You're supposed to take out your taxes and send it in.
okay.
See, you know, and you were now think about this. You were talking to an artist, and the point of that artist, they had an offer to do something. And so is that something that they can write off on their taxes also, that they would involve, or do they have to declare that they earned $1,000 for, you know, one night, one song, and they got to pay the taxes on it? See, there's catch 22 in that strain, like a Wesley Snipes, even though he said his accountant didn't send in his tax money, you know, that he paid the taxes on what he had earned. You know, he went to prison. Who is that? She used to be with Laura. Is it Lauryn Hill?
Yeah, you're talking about from the Fugees. Yeah. Okay, on the tip of my tongue.
Okay.
Paul John?
No. She. It's a she. Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill. Yeah.
Yeah. She had tax problems. You know.
Okay.
And so what happens? And even think about it. Sammy Davis Jr. had tax problems. Red Fox had tax problems. So what happens in the music industry, you become your self-employed, your business. And there's one of the strains that can happen. Because, you know, after a period of time, if you're doing this steadily, you know, and you start to want to acquire things and have bank accounts and what have you, you got to make sure your taxes are paid. And then you got to buy your own health insurance. You know, and then you got to start your own retirement fund. You know, because if you're going to stick with it until it's retirement time, don't you want to have something to retire off of? Because if you don't pay, you can't receive Social Security when you retire, or any of that, because you're not on record as being a working person and paying taxes towards that. So you've got all of those things to look for when it comes to this point of strain and what have you, you know. So, you know, I guess what I'm doing is I've painted a fun side and an ugly side.
So ultimately, in this industry, there's I guess the burden actually lies onto you for accountability and responsibility as the entertainer.
No, it goes further than just being an entertainer. But yes, as an entertainer, you're considered in business, and what you're doing and collecting money for what your performances and what have you—that's a service, and that's considered business, and you're receiving fees for your service. Yes, you know, but then you know that's the constructive thinking of being employed and living in the United States. Now, you know, I don't know if other countries require that from their citizens, but as a citizen of the United States, you know, you're required to report income. And, you know, hey, let me say it like this. The IRS has sent me a letter and showed up at my door one day, you know, so I know the pitfalls. You know, and you know, it's a shocker, you know, and you're never under the radar, never under the radar. When you think you are, that's when you're not. And so, you know, I guess the young people come out thinking, hey, I don't know nothing about Uncle Sam. Turn 21, you learn Uncle Sam is real, okay? And that's one of the strains that you find that entertainers or music, being in the music industry, that field of it, that's where you find that a lot of the smoke and mirrors. They don't tell you the whole truth. You know, they can lease a big place. And as long as they put a studio in, if you notice, most of the people that are artists, they have a studio inside of their house. Well, it's a write-off. It's business. It's just the way that one rolls. It's business. Now, whether they made money or not, hey, it's a write-off. Taxes. You know, and then how do you get credit being on the road as a musician? Now, see, that's another strain. Everybody need credit. You need credit, don't you, Poetic?
Absolutely.
Okay. So now think about it. If you dedicated your life to being on the road as an entertainer and, you know, and you're making money, you know, you're signing contracts and working places, but you're pocketing your money everywhere you go. When it comes time, and let's just say you want to take some time off, how do you go and rent or lease a house if you have no bank account? It's all in rubber bands, okay? Mm-hmm. And see, why I brought that up is now, I watched a video on YouTube, and it was Seattle, hood to hood, okay? And it just kind of blew me away. Because there was a guy on there, and I don't know exactly what he did, but he had a metal lunchbox full of money with rubber bands on it. And then he had a plastic bag with money and rubber bands on it. And he said it totaled $46,000, and this was in his car. And I said to myself, wow, he's really poor. He's one step from getting robbed, and he's one step from getting stopped by the police, and they're going to ask him that key question, where did this money come from? Mm-hmm. If you can't answer that question, they will confiscate that money, irregardless of whether you were driving too fast or what have you. If they pull you over and search, and they find that money, they're going to confiscate that money. And then you know what they do? I bet you don't know.
Yeah, they keep it.
No. Well, yeah, they do keep it. But you know what they do? They call the federal government. Oh, yeah, they call the federal government.
That's the honest one.
Yeah, see, because they done caught you dirty. Now, you know that phrase, they caught you dirty? That's really the way that goes. Because, you see, within that one stop, they can confiscate that money. You will have to bring them proof of where that money came from. And if you can bring them that proof, believe me, when you go to pick it up, you're going to be dealing with the IRS, the feds. And that, you know, because they're going to be tracking that same money. Remember, money got serial numbers on it. They're going to be tracking that money, and you ain't got a chance in the planet Earth. If they don't get their share of that money, hey, it ain't yours, you know. So when we talk about the strains and what have you, oh, they're sincerely there. I mean, you know, it's... Hey, Poetic, you know what? This is a very good topic because, you know, we haven't even hit drugs. We haven't even hit health issues.
How about family? And balancing the check and balance and time that you have to, you know, make for your family. And, you know, so it won't be a strain in their lives because when you got children and stuff, It takes a toll on them if they're not also involved in the music.
Well, there's that song. You know what song it is?
Mm-mm.
Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Wherever he laid his hat. Oh, yeah.
See, they made that. That song came from the actual fact of how Motown was going on. Those guys were traveling, what, maybe 300 days out of the year?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the real fact, they really were never home. And see, you know, we think about, okay, what about airplanes? That was when they had propellers, okay? We lost Otis Redding in an airplane, okay?
One thing about that song. It's something that I never understood. I always wanted to know what it says. It said, Papa was a Rolling Stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. But when he died, all he left us was alone, meaning alone by ourselves or financial loan.
L-O-N-E, not L-O-A-N, alone. It was, he wasn't there. And
there.
So, you know,
kind of intrigued me what they meant by it.
See, you have to remember too, when that song was created, that you know, it's not the same era as now, where cell phones and what have you. Money can be wired instantly. You know, the only way I know money could be wired was Western Union. And then, you know, how do you know where they are and you can get in touch with them? They might be on stage. They might be en route to the radio station. They might be, you know, on the road, on the bus. No cell phone. So there was no communication until, you know, maybe a certain time in the day that they set aside, and he said, I'll call you every evening about this time. You know, so there was no communication instantaneously. It would be sporadic, and then, you know, hey, I'm going to tell you, when you're not there and the other half of you has to deal with everyday situations, when you get them on the phone, there are going to be days you're going to hear frustration in their conversation. You know? You're a married man. Come on now. Support that thought. You know, if there's a point in time where they can't communicate with you and they feel that they need to talk to you, by the time that they talk to you, they're a little frustrated. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, but guess what? If you're calling out of the cold, not knowing what, and you get a frustrating conversation coming through your ear, it will put a wedge in your understanding, won't it?
Without a doubt.
Yeah, they call that a meeting of the minds. And you know what? Cause you know what people say after that happens? Come on, bite for it.
What did they say after it happens?
Yeah.
The frustration?
Yeah, what's the one statement that comes out?
You're in the doghouse now.
No. No. Something wrong with you.
I don't know exactly what you're fishing for. If you said it, I probably agree.
No, but that's what comes. Hey, when I'd come through and couldn't be reasoned, and I'd get a conversation like that, all I could say, something wrong with you. Yeah, hey, what got you like that? Calm down, okay? And then when you don't give that same energy that they're giving you in whatever it is that they need to handle or want to talk about, you don't care. You're having a good time. So the strain is on families is, hey, as wide as the ocean. You know, that's why I say a young man going in single can have the period of growing up to figure out the type of woman and the type of man he's going to be when all that's over. Because all that chasing and wilding out and what have you, it ends or it breaks you. You can only be a freak for 20 years of your life. You can't be a freak for 50 years. Come on down. It just don't go. Hugh Hefner, you know, he's surrounded by all them women, but guess what? He can't handle them. He can't handle them, you know. So when we start talking about it, then you grow up. Once you grow up, and I think that, you know, having children at a young age, wow. How can I tell anybody that? But anyway, I think you should wait until you get to a more mature age and then have a family.
Are you saying that for the musician or are you saying that in general?
Well, in general, that it, you know, when we talk about strains and what have you, it kind of applies across the board to everybody.
into your life.
It really does, because you see, you have to have, you know, that's just like if you gave a 19-year-old guy a job paying, you know, $150,000, $200,000 a year, he's going to be a fool when he get off.
Yeah.
See, so, it you know, whether it's music or entertainment, it's part of the survival tactics that you got to realize in life. That old fact, money will change you. The same as the groupies and what have you. You put a 19-year-old in an Armani suit, okay, and a Rolex watch. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He'd have to beat the women off, wouldn't he?
Absolutely.
Okay. So
he wouldn't want to beat them off. He'd be so freaking in women heaven. He'd be like, man.
Yeah, but you know what? He'd realize two things.
Yeah.
He got fooled by the devil because he realized he had walked around hell. Because, you see, you know what? I would rather walk down the street with overalls on and a booger on my nose, you know, just hanging there, and find somebody to hold a conversation, a female, that likes me in that aspect, rather than the Armani suit and what have you. Because, see, I can always wipe the booger off, take the overalls off, and, you know, how do they say? Fix it up, put it together, and it's classy. So, you know, I used to go through that, man. I mean, you know, I went through all of that. I went through all of that, man. You know, the flash and the cars and all of that. And then you'd wonder, okay, I really don't like her. She really didn't like me. She just wanted to ride. She wanted to be a trophy. She wanted to...
Yes, we could. Let's just take a brief break, man. We're going to go to a break for a second. We're going to come right back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic and your boy Raw Dog, and we are getting it in on the strains a music career could have on your life. We'll be back in just a moment, so y'all definitely stay with us. If you have any questions, please press the number one. That'll bring your phone up to the top of the deck, and that will allow us to know that you'd like to get involved in the topic. I want you to stay with us for a moment. We will be back in just a second. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Stay with us.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of VOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic and your boy Rondolph. And just to let you guys know, tonight we're talking about the strains a music career could have on your life. But before we get back into the topic, I want to invite you guys to send your music in at www.hiphopnational.com. We've been getting a great amount of music and some good music at that. We want to continue the saga. I need you guys to send us your clean radio airplay. We want to do business with you. We really want to plug you in to our program. We want to plug into your audience. So that's www.hiphopnational.com and upload your music today. But before we went to the break, we was talking about the other things, like, you know, the things that we haven't gotten into as far as the strains is concerned about your music career. You highlighted some points before we went to the break. You mind highlighting them again?
Well, you know, when the strains, you know, the family, your health, you know, the pitfalls of drugs, you know, the point of being in business, you're a contractor, which means that you've got to keep financial records and expense accounts, and you've got to pay your taxes, you know. There's so many strains that, you know, you have to make a business decision, whether you're going to be an actor, a musician, a singer, a rapper, whatever you're going to do in this entertainment industry. Remember, that's why they have agents, which are just call centers to promote who you are and what you have to offer. You know, so you're a business, and it's not about babysitting anyone out here. You know, let's not get that twisted. That brings a strain, because those that are sacrificing everything, you know, after they've got a wife, a child, and they want to be in this industry, you know, that's even a harder strain. Because of the fact, unless you get into it properly, you're not going to see the cash flow. You know, when we talk about, you know, rappers and we talk about, you know, musicians, we have to realize that they've started in a room. And generally that room is their house. That's where they rehearse that. Well, that's where you build from. In this day and age, you can build your own studio. I mean, it's a less sacrifice than getting out on the road and trying to get someone else to invest in you. You see, the work, the product, all of those things, and the cost of what it's going to be that someone would have to invest in you, you know, you're going to find that you're going to be in a hole. And the percentages and the breakdown of how, if a product was produced or you were financially backed by someone, it's actually like slavery. You know, you're going to get pennies on the dollar, you know, and they're going to get their money that they put out there. It's like, you know, loan sharking. I kind of look at the industry as loan sharks, because you see, they charge more than if you could go to a bank and get a loan. You know, when they actually are loan sharks when you come down to it, because if they produce you and you sign a contract for a 360 deal, which is the television, the commercial, all those rights away, they're going to get a percentage off the top, and generally they make a good profit off of their investment. And if you were to look at the bank rates for a loan of that size, you're going to find out they're actually loan sharks. You know, but that's part of taking the risk. That's like going to the horse races, you know. You bet on a horse and hope that horse comes in as you see it, you know. And they've lost some on different artists, so let's not get that twisted. They have lost. But they have a tendency to be able to regroup and what have you, because they have longevity shelf life. They'll keep pushing that album until they don't have any more in the warehouse. and they will get their money back, you know. So it turns out that way, you know. And I've seen albums that are extremely old sell for ridiculous prices because they become the last of the group. You know, my cousin made a record years ago, and he loved it. I didn't. It didn't sell. Now over in Europe, they're buying that 45 record for $350 because it's what you would call nostalgia collectors, okay? But it didn't sell back in the day, and you won't hear it on the radio now, but there are those people that now are collecting those rare songs, okay?
Rodo.
Yes.
You mentioned, I'll put it this way. When we speak of strains, you did mention the loans that, you know, that people had get advanced. Is that one of the stresses that a person has to deal with, knowing that, hey, does it become a stress of pressure? And one of the pressures in which they are dealing with when they have taken that, they have signed that deal that they signed, $500-something+ thousand, but the record that they actually put out there have never made any success or recouped any of the money. Is that a pressure which is left on the entertainer, or is that something that's squashing under the rug and that they just let go?
Well, first of all, you have to realize, okay, if you get $500,000 from a label, you've got to account for every dollar that was spent. But you also have to realize that in that contract you become a puppet. There are deadlines, there are requirements, and you must fulfill those requirements. Now, if you fail, they generally have in that contract a backup for themselves. You might be a puppet in the studio. You might have to do background work with other people. You might be on call for performances and what have you. Oh, they got you dancing. You got strings attached. When they say there are strings attached to contracts, that's real. Because, you see, when they invest that kind of money, that's real money. That's real money. Who is that? Somebody did a song called At the Crossroads. It was a blues guitarist. And, yes, you're at the crossroads because, you see, it could be hell to pay it back or it could be heavenly rewards. Which one of them did happen, you know? And you find out. And the industry will blackball you and stop you from changing your name and going to another label. They own you. They have time periods. The requirement may not be within a year in that album. You might be required to do more. And you have to do it with their supervision. Very few people get contracts that they have the right of, you know, complete rights over it. The sound, the lyrics and all. No. So you become a puppet because there are strings attached to picking up that $500,000 check or so. You know, hey, don't get it wrong. That's why they say take that paperwork to an attorney. Because, you see, you need to know whether you're going to have to give up your first two children or you might just have to give up everything.
Man, that kind of reminds me of the Rumpelstiltskin story with the girl who spent the gold.
Now, you know what? Sort of, kind of. I agree. But guess what? A puppet is a puppet. And you become a puppet. You know, that's just like if you go do a job. You become a puppet. You have to do it their way, when they say it, how they like it, and they give you the nod of satisfaction or dissatisfaction.
Yeah, you got to do it on their terms, on their turf, and literally, you make all the sense in the world what you're saying.
Hey, I done worked a job, and I've been on stage. I've seen it, man. You know, the funny part about this whole thing is that life is a bumpy road. And it's not a straight freeway where you can, you know, you know where you're going and how it's going to look when you get there. You know, it's got a lot of bumps and curves and dead ends and U-turns and all of that. You know, when you really think about it, and the industry is the same way. You know, let's just talk about being the puppet. You know, $500,000, you've got more than one album deal. Okay, you've got a requirement for more than one album. You know, that kind of money, you know, they're really basing it that, you know, that you're a thoroughbred. You know, let's talk about the chump change, $50,000 to sign. Okay, you know, that's generally where the starters get in at, okay, on a single. You know, that's where they start at. You know, and then the album comes out, you know, with the extended version on it. Okay? So, you know, it's a lot of things that you have to look at, you know, and, you know, but then you got to realize the strain of any kind of acceptance of employment, whether you're bidding on it, on something as a carpenter, or, you know, you're going and you're filling out an application and they tell you what the salary is going to be per hour or per month. You know, businesses always come out on the top side. So when you get into this industry, remember, the promoter's going to make more money than he's paying you. Or he ain't paying you. The record company is going to front you money so that they can make money. That's just the way it goes, you know, and you have to really look at it and understand it and respect it, because if you don't like, or you find that you shortchanged yourself, you know, it's like being in the car riding and they got the door locks. You got to ride, you know, and there's been a lot of artists that we've heard that just quit, but that contract didn't quit. I think we were talking about somebody, Nas, in Def Jam. You remember that on a show?
Mm-hmm.
And he quit. And everybody thought, oh, that Def Jam just forgave him and let that contract go. And we found out later he had to fulfill that contract.
Oh, you're talking, not Nas, you're talking about Mace.
Mace, okay, it was Mace, okay. And he had to fulfill that contract.
That was with Bad Boy.
It wasn't Def, it was Bad Boy.
Yeah, it was Bad Boy.
Oh, okay. See, I can be wrong.
No.
Everybody knows Raw Dog does not remember a name.
Raw Dog, you may have had the wrong name, but you had the right storyline of reference.
Okay.
That's
you know what, poetic, that equates to pin the tail on the donkey. You blindfold somebody and then they you take the blindfold off, they done pinned it on the parakeet. Hey.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong, you still had the reference what you were trying to make. It was still proper to, in context, is what you was trying to say. Unfortunately, the names was wrong, so we do apologize for that, guys. The name was wrong, but the reference what he was making is definitely true to the case. Is Mace had to fulfill his obligations, and so he, that's why you saw him go back with Bad Boy.
Yep.
And that's one of the strains that you must, you know, you may face as you venture into this career, into your life as your life career.
Exactly. You know what? I may mess up a name, but I sure learned the lesson.
You learned the lesson because, I mean, you recapped on it for me. Yes, I remember it, but it wasn't at the top of my mind at the moment. And honestly, Rodolph, that's the benefit of the show, is to be able to draw from stuff like that.
Well, yeah.
You know, because it's a lesson.
Well, you know what? That's what we've tried to be about, is, you know, to let the artist know, you know, hey, they can call it small talk, but in small talk, there's a lot of truths, you know. And if you're going to get into this industry and what have you, there are very few people that are just going to tell it like it is. We don't have anything to gain in trying to blow air up their butt. You know, they must realize that, hey, we've only been around to help them. It hasn't been about exploiting and using them. We've been here to be a vehicle so that they could get their music heard. We have a distribution plan so that, you know, those that are ready to make that step can do it. We have a promotional plan, you know. And the funny part about it is I think they've been listening to it, you know, and we've gotten good submissions, you know. We've got quality. We've got quality, you know, and I got to commend the young people that have submitted their music through the year, you know, to Hip Hop National, that we appreciate it. You know, they're getting better and better. And, you know, we've got some conversations, feedback from different people wanting to know more about them. But guess what? That's part of the industry, and that's part of some of the services that Hip Hop National does. We don't speak unless we're hired to speak. We don't do more than what the artist wants us to do. And, you know, they tell us when they submit their music that what they want. If they just want airplay, oh, well, okay, fine. If they want us to promote them, you know, we have our Facebook, we have banners, we have all types of outlets, you know, that we can send their music to. But these are paid services. That's something that they got to come and say, hey, guess what? I am ready. I am real, you know. And those that don't step up, we're not mad, but we can't pass the word on, and we can't send their music when we're requested for that song to someone else because they didn't pay us to do that. You know, we're not lazy people. We're just good people, but we're not stupid people. This is a business, just like we tell them. They're in a business, we're in a business, you know. And, hey, tell them about the new format.
Well, coming start next week, Monday, Tuesday will be talk. Tuesday through Friday, we will have music with Dr. A.T. and all in the mix with Dr. A.T. And brought up recap on it. If I got it wrong, I just want to make sure.
What he's saying, and we want all the listeners to hear this. This is Raw Dog, and we're just here to tell you that the format has changed. We're going to have the talk show on Mondays, Tuesdays, and then we're going to have Dr. A.T. in the mix Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Sunday, we will have our respective gospel program, and it will be hosted by John Lowe. And
Motivation.
I beg your pardon?
Which is the Ministry of Motivation with John Lowe.
Ah, okay. The Ministry of Motivation, John Lowe. Love John Lowe. John Lowe, you know, he a partner, you know. Hey, he bring it to you, and he brings it to you at a level that we hope you can understand it, because guess what? He's young. You know, you can be a child, but have God in your life. But let's not preach to the choir tonight, because I don't know if they're ready for that one. But, you know, just to let you know that there is a format change, let you know we have distribution that we can get you into. You know, all you got to do is call, talk, and we will let you know. There's a fee. Don't think it's free. you know, but it is a worldwide distribution. And now let's get back to the subject about strain, because...
All right. Right on. Let's go back to the subject. Let's talk about the strains a music career that could have on your life. Part of it is, and as you were just speaking, is budgeting and putting the perspective money aside so you could build your career. And Rada, you tell me, and I did some things recently that you'll be proud of me on, is, you know, start buying yourself the instrument and buying yourself the software that would help you build your, you know, your music. But to do that, it takes sacrifice. It takes putting money aside for that particular person and not doing it on impulse. Because if you do it on impulse, it can affect the people around you.
Well, that's
correct?
True.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm, you said I'm gonna be proud of you. You bought something, huh?
I bought something that's very much, believe it or not, but hey, it was just so I could spend some time actually developing this craft. And I encourage everybody to do it. It's just an app for your Android if you have one, and it costs like $20, so you can actually sit down and create in your free time. And I bought FL Studios for my phone.
Mm-mm. He's getting dangerous.
No, but what I wanted to sit down, make time in my free time when I ain't got nothing to do, and spend time doing something quality that can help me make music.
You hear my phone beeping there.
Yes. Log on. This could be can you take the floor for a moment? I have to answer the phone real quick. This is my daughter. She's on the road. Oh, I missed it. Hopefully she called back.
Well, you know what? Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. You know, hey, the point of investing in yourself, you know, the one thing they can't do is make a fool out of you. You can make a fool out of yourself. And by investing in yourself, I have not known anybody that made a fool out of themselves investing in themselves. You know, now there are foolish purchases such as clothing and what have you, and that's not for yourself. That's for what other people see. So, you know, when we start talking about the bling and the fast cars and all that, you know, they turn into bad investments because, you know, it might have served the purpose, but you went overboard. So, you know, in this point of being in the entertainment industry and what have you, you know, I think all singers need their own microphone.
And I totally agree with that. And don't get me wrong, we have a very nice microphone for the stage. When my artist was out there, I actually bought them a cordless mic, what you put around your ear,
mm-hmm,
and hold in front of it, so at the same time you can dance and or move around the stage freely without the cord being under you. And I bought them a very good one at that.
I got a question for you. Now, you hit the stage and what have you. Was you a dancer? Was you a dancer when you was on stage?
I personally did not dance, no.
Oh. Why do you think artists need to dance?
Well, you said, why do I think artists need to dance?
Yeah, you always, whenever you talk about an artist, they get up on stage.
Let's go back sometime. Let's just go back in the days when, let's say the Four Tops, all those people, they was dancing, right?
Okay.
Back in your time, right?
Wait a minute.
Yes
now.
Or no?
Ooh. Now, wait a minute now. Now, see, you know what? They stepped. They didn't dance.
Hey, Rod, they step, they did dance because it was moving to the rhythm. Don't get me wrong.
That's definitely.
Don't get me wrong. Okay, Rondo, it's called evolution, too. Times change.
No.
And people do move to the beat.
Rick Ross don't dance.
No, not Rick Ross. Rick Ross don't, but then Usher does, don't he?
He got to.
Trey Songz does, don't he?
Do you know why they dance?
Why? Chris Brown do, right?
No, yeah. And do you know why they do that?
Janet Jackson do, right?
They do what?
Paula Abdul do, right?
She was a dancer before. She was a cheerleader.
All I'm trying to tell you, Rondo.
Do you know why they do that?
It's not a must. It's not a must. That's what makes you not a one-trick pony. No.
But do you know why they dance?
Why do they dance?
Yeah. Each one of those individuals, I know why they dance.
Why do they dance?
Because they didn't write the music. And so the music has the music is playing at a certain point and they're not singing.
Say that again?
The music. They did not write the music. And so the music is playing and they're not singing at that point in time. They let the music ride.
They're entertainment, right?
No.
So they just dance because they ain't got nothing better to do.
And all of their songs were up-tempo. So that was what they had to do because the music was riding at a certain point. They'd come back in with another chorus.
Okay.
But I tell you one example. One person that proves
that's not why they dance.
No, listen to me. Whitney Houston did not dance.
She didn't.
Whitney Houston did not dance, and it was the most boring concert.
Guess what? Was the people behind her entourage, were they stepping as they were singing?
The background singers were swaying, but she hired the group of musicians other than the rhythm section and what have you.
Okay.
And she had a conductor.
Okay, and was there any point in time that she hired dancers?
I never saw none.
Okay, well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
In the video, you might have seen her gyrate a little bit.
But, Raw Dog, if every act was identical, it becomes boring.
No, but I'm trying to tell you why. Everybody that you named, they are limited, except for Chris Brown. Their vocal range is limited.
Chris Brown do not dance because they're limited. Michael Jackson did not dance.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I did. Hold it. There are those two exceptions. Chris Brown, I said he's not limited in his vocal range. I've heard him sing different things.
Destiny Child was not limited.
Who?
Destiny Child, Beyonce, Kelly, Rowland, and Michelle.
They took four of them.
Come on, man.
Here goes. Okay, I'm going to give you some more examples. Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin, yes. What about her?
She sat at the piano.
But she had what I'm trying to write off. I'm not dismissing one over the other. You are trying to, but that's not happening.
No. It started when you said they must dance. I asked you why did you say artists must dance, and this is how we got here.
I did not say that. You asked, I said I bought the microphone so that it would free her up to dance. I did not say an artist. You said you always go there. So I want to know why you go there. This is how you started. Hey, guys. Hey, guys, you guys get to hear me and Rock out in the raw. This is what we do a lot. We go at it.
I will send them over to your YouTube site so they can see you with no socks on. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's a low blow right now.
Yeah, with no socks and a suit on. Don't let me send them over there. They'll understand why you think everybody got to dance.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. See how Raw Dog got him? This is to everybody out here listening. He can be got.
let's get back to it, man. The strain a music career could have on your life. Okay. Part of it is, how about this, Raw Dog? The travel time. Once you start to get the success in the business, the amount of traveling that it may take and you have to undertake in the time spent at what you call home.
Yeah. You know, there's, you know, one highway looks like another one. One city looks like another one. One airport looks like another one. A bus down the highway looks like another one. You know, you have the, what is that, the puke place.
So you have to really get to enjoy those cities that you probably go from.
Well, when you start, you do.
Okay.
When you start out, you do. But then, you know, that old thing, you start longing for home. It's real. Because, you see, there's no place you can call home in, you know, except for home. I mean, you know, one hotel room, you know, you think you're eating good food and you find out that, you know, as soon as you leave town, the health department had just closed it down, you know. I mean, you know, it's there are bed bugs even in the five-star places, you know. You have to adjust, and sometimes there's no time to adjust. You know, it depends upon the circuit, you know, and the length of time that you're going to be in that vicinity that you get to understand where you're at and you get to absorb some of it. But if you're doing one-nighters like, you know, a lot of people do on bus tour, you know, you're leaving early the morning after your performance, you know, or you're on the bus right after the performance headed towards another town, you know, it's not like you're bad at home. You know, you're going to feel the bumps of the road.
I was just about to say that. How about the strains that it can have you in relaxing, being able to relax and lay down and, you know, into a nice, comfortable bed when you're always on the road, the token that it takes on you. Because for me, being upright, sitting down in a seat wouldn't be the most comfortable. I guess some of the higher end entertainers get, and then they pimp out their Winnebagoes and have beds and all of that stuff. But yet, is it as comfortable as being at a bed at home?
Oh no, and you know you got to think about it like this too. Confinement. You know, you can have a luxury bus, and you can walk from the front of it to the back of it. But, you know, once you've made that walk, it's the same walk over and over and over. It you know, it's like, okay, I've done this. Now I just want to walk outside, or I would just like to sit outside, you know. I mean, you can have all the amenities, but then after a period of time, it's just the newness wears off. The excitement wears off. The realization of this is a job. I wonder what my kids are doing. I wonder what my wife's doing. Wow, I'd like a home-cooked meal, you know. I'm tired of IHOP and, you know, and Denny's, you know, for breakfast, you know. That steak last night, the cow they killed it for must have been old and dead. They didn't even have to chase it. You know, all these things become
roadkill. You heard of that? Roadkill.
Yeah, you after you get tired, you start playing the roadkill game. You know, you're looking on the highway to see how many critters are smashed. I mean, it's a trip because you start to look at the highway and you go, oh, it's so beautiful as you leave. And then you look at the highway and say, aren't we there yet? You know, you're tired of it. You know, and it's like, you know, you're not necessarily surrounded by the right people. You know, when if you have a group or you're with a group of people and what have you, you know, it's not like having your own personal space. It's like you're sharing the air. And you know how people can pollute your area. Hey, just out of the bodily functions. Okay, well, you're confined.
Let's talk about the good times, the party life, you know, the drugs and the alcohol, the booze.
All right. Yeah. It'll all kill you, young. You know, hey, ain't no party life great. And the best party I had was me and my old lady at home, me and my old lady.
Okay.
Butt naked running through the house. But that's too much information.
Don't get me wrong, Ronald. Okay. Let's go through some checks and balances. Okay.
Okay.
You go into this career that you want so desperately to be in. Is it in this world, in the entertainment world, that there's a plethora of money? You can make a lot of money doing entertainment. But along with entertainment, it comes, like you said, I would say, a lot of stresses that comes with this. You know, you're going to be on the road all the time, not going to be able to see your family as much. So does alcohol and drugs help you balance this out? Why is so many people turned that successful in the careers of entertainment, those fall prey to the drugs and alcohol and be in the rehab centers? Because what do you think causes this?
It's depression. It's
depression.
Confinement.
You got a good life. Everybody.
No. Wait a minute. Hold it. You're looking at it from the outside.
Oh.
You said on the inside. How many smiles do you feel like really not given in a day? You know, an artist, when he's on stage, he's supposed to be happy. He's supposed to bring this uplifting, entertaining time. He's not supposed to sit there and make them cry and feel sorry for him. He's supposed to give them something that makes them chatter and drink and move and dance and sweat and makes whoever that hired him happy that he hired him. So you've got to put on the show face, whether you have a toothache, whether you have a headache, whether they cut your lights off, whether your old lady hung up on the phone, whether when you called home and another man answered the phone. You know, when you heard your child saying, ooh, Daddy, I miss you. Can you come to my performance on Thursday? You know, hey, happy birthday, baby, over the telephone. You know, I'm sorry I couldn't be there. And they start crying and what have you because, hey, Daddy's not there. You know, is a telephone call good enough? You know, you got to go through pulling yourself together and then walking out on stage and entertaining these people. You can't let them see the inside. They're there to see the entertainer. I remember James Brown did a song, Please, Please, Please. And in the beginning, when he wrote that song, he actually broke down and cried the first time he did it. And he got such a feedback from the crowd that he kept that song. But if you listen to it, he was begging for his woman, don't go. And that's how that song became popular, and he would do that song, and the capes would come out, and he'd bend over like he was crying and what have you, because it was real in the beginning. So, go ahead.
So what you're saying is not all peaches and cream. What we see on the outside is not necessarily, and as young people, we're growing up and we want to be in there. You're saying it's not peaches and cream. So why would I want to be in it?
Because it's a job. You know, we used to call that showtime, irregardless of how you feel, what you went through, and how home is, how you, you know, none of that matters. It's showtime.
But it's not just a job. It's the job that you want to do for. You have to, being into the music field or any kind of career, it's got to be something that your heart puts you in.
That's the passion. No, wait a minute now. See, you're getting it twisted. The passion has nothing to do with the job. Remember, this is a business. You are a contractor. You're there to do the job. You see what I'm saying? You see, so the passion is the individual and liking what you're doing. Some people like what they're doing when they go to work. Okay. There are those that don't like what they're doing, and some of those are entertainers and musicians, but they go because it's a job, and they do it very well. So what we're saying here is showtime is the job. Now, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have had arguments with their old ladies, the guys, and gone to work the next day. It's showtime. I got to make that money. This is what I do. See, that phrase, this is what I do, is real. That's what I do to make this money. Hey, it ain't about the love of money. It's about a job. You see what I'm saying? But
I mean, yes, I agree. Once you sign a contract, but suppose you didn't sign the contract and you did go in it like a Macklemore did and you did it independently, okay, at what point in time it becomes a job even though you are the entrepreneur, you are a label. You are an independent label, and you are the one that write the checks. Is it a job or is it a career that you of choice that you said that hey, this is what I want to do. Not only do I want to do it, I want to entertain, and I'm going to do it because it's me, and it makes me feel good to entertain others and for others to see me entertain. It has to for
okay.
me.
Okay, let's take it to the street level, guy with his hat out on the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, at some point in time, if there's no money, he's going to quit or his instrument's going to come up unrepaired and he can't do it, or he's just
okay.
a fool.
I'm not saying that. Now, look, I didn't never say not to do it for no money, because I use somebody who's actually getting well paid. But is there a point in time you say, because he can, don't get me wrong, he can be this one hit wonder and say, I'll never make a song again, I got my money, and walk away from it.
Well, he might be leaving in a minute.
Okay.
I heard his new release.
It ain't.
He hit a common thread. He did something with his first two songs that hit a common thread that everybody could embrace. You know, that thrift store. Hey, he had classic lines in there that everybody, you know, hey, $20, I'm trying to come up. Those that have been there, myself, hey, I'll say this. If you've been there, you understood it. You know, hey, that was a song that I could embrace. Now, you know, when he was 9 and thought he was gay, I couldn't embrace that one. But there were people that could embrace it. So he was able to touch different people and bring them into his fan and that one CD that he did, he had different songs that appealed to different people. So, you know, they might have bought it for the reason that he, you know, the thrift store or the other one, but see, guess what? It's sold. Now, I heard one song, and you darn near hit it on the head. This one I don't think is going to Grammy at all unless they use it in a movie. And I don't see it there because it didn't give me a big enough picture where I could embrace the song and understand what he was really trying to say. I have to watch it again.
Now, is that what makes it where you are true to your passion, true to the heart as a musician? If he say, okay, that album didn't make it, but then you go back and create another one, and another one, and another one, even though it's not being as received as the first album, does that make him, you know, one of those fighters that withstand the strains of a music career?
Well,
you know,
you have to look at it in one way. What is the reasoning factor, you know, that would give him longevity? You see what I'm saying? In other words, the longevity of his career.
And wouldn't you agree that that's one of the things that you face? You may make a hit, but to stay there is a strain to actually to try to keep that momentum.
Well, you know what's funny? I thought of one artist that has somewhat lasted, and you still might hear his song now, Days, and he does special appearances at different places.
Who is this?
Chubby Checker, The Twist.
Oh, okay.
One hit wonder, but it had shelf life.
Mm-hmm.
See,
same thing with Biz Markie.
No. And I'll tell you why. He might, because it was more of a comedy thing.
Yeah, but he's still around doing it. He's still doing it.
And you know what? I thought about it, and it was a comedy type thing.
So,
there's some that's going to, they've got to see Biz Markie do it once. You see what I'm saying? Just like Chubby Checker. I got to see him do it once. You know, he was going around, and he was at different county fairs and what have you. So when you say the longevity of their career, and the last time I saw Chubby on TV, he was wearing a wig. Oh, yeah. Chubby done lost his hair. You know? Seriously. He outlived Dick Clark, who was the one that pulled it from the original artist that did the twist. He held theirs back and brought Chubby's out. That's why Chubby was such a big deal, is because Dick Clark was his backer. You better quit touching them buttons. You getting nervous?
Yeah, man. We got about 5 minutes left in the show right now.
No, we don't. We're going to go for the 2 hours because I love talking.
I want to invite those callers that's calling in and to let them know that they can just press the number one if they would like to participate in tonight's topic. We are talking about the strains a music career could have on your life. And if you have any statement or question that you'd like to call in, 213-559-2995. Raw Dog and I.
You know what? This is coming out of L.A., and I think Macklemore has an L.A. number, man. I sure hope he didn't hear what I said.
Mm.
If he do, I ain't talking. I love you, Macklemore. All right, okay, moving right along.
anyway, guys.
See, now there's one of the strains.
What's that, Ronald?
In the music industry, you're going to find that, you know, just like I did just then, they're the two-faced. You know, they're going to pat you on the back, take a picture with you, but they're not going to spend their money on buying what you're putting out there, because guess what? they want to be seen with someone that is supposedly out there. You know what I mean? You know, that's the Klingons. How many fan pictures have you taken with other people? Okay. And why did you take it with them?
When you say with other people, meaning people...
No, I mean like, people that have had some notoriety or fame.
Why did I take them with them?
Yeah, tell the truth, shame.
I could have, to be honest with you, I could have had a history of it. And reality, I've met several stars. But the one, I took one with Will Smith, but that's because I was in a movie with, I'm doing a movie with them, and I took a picture. And I took one with, I took one of my daughter with B.B. Wining, but I could have took one with them. But really, I didn't take many pictures with that many stars.
You took a picture with Will Smith. Is he going to call you on your birthday on the 14th of August and wish you happy birthday?
Maybe not. maybe not.
I would hope he'd call you on your birthday. Don't make us go have to ride up and get him.
Yeah.
See, now that would... That would make you feel good. See, now, you know what? See, the strains, yeah, okay. I talked about a lot of the negative pitfalls because I'm not trying to glamorize and try to push people because of the fact that it sounds so enticing. But there's the other side of it, too. If you have the passion and it brings you satisfaction as an individual and your creativity, to get out in front of the people and play, you know, that showtime is something that is a gift from God. Because whether you're down, out, sad, whichever way the emotions are playing against being that good performer that you need to be, when those lights go on and that curtain opens, nothing stops it. It's showtime. And if you have that, you'll find out when those lights go on and you forget about the problems until you get done with what you're supposed to do on stage. It's like none of the problems exist. You know, the bus ride is not important. It's now, here. I'm in front of you, and I'm going to show you. It's a funny life out there, man. It's real funny, man. It's a ball. But if you
want one of those entertainers dealing with those problems, taking medication. Okay, guys.
You ain't right.
I know. But we have to end tonight's topic. It has been great. It was what a ride. What a ride. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, guys. If you guys have music, we do want you to include your music on our program. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. That'll allow us to know and upload your MP3. That will give our entire team your MP3. We get a chance to review it. We can get in contact with you so we can do business with you. Okay? That's www.hiphopnational.com. We're looking forward to listening to what you have and connecting with your audience as you connect with ours. Again, www.hiphopnational.com. Dr. A.T. Rodolph, take it away.
All right, God bless.
God bless.
Next on deck, Wise and Key, not even gold.
This drug is called love. This drug is called love. Back when I was growing up, I remember I was told to buy a woman diamonds. Oh,
taken from me, I'll be damned. Though I'm not the B, but you can still leave it to me, though.
That's when I was growing up, I
had some faith in people. A lot of that done faded out, the reasons ain't the evils. And you, I see it shine. Not sure if you're an angel, I'm positive you're divine. God must be working different angles this time. I mean, hell is for the way you look at me. OB is for the overdose, spinning ourselves, that's E. Walk up in the spot and proudly proclaim that's me. That curvy character right next to he, oh yeah, that's she. Kisses, cocaine, methamphetamine, demeanor. Your touch is THC, oh yeah, you made me a believer. Sugar brown, brown sugar, the most addicted by nature. Sugar brown, brown sugar, Sabrina, I swear I need you. Sugar brown, brown sugar, the most addicted by nature, Sabrina. Brown sugar, the most addicted by nature, brown sugar, babe.
Brown sugar, babe, I get high off the love, don't know how to behave.
When I'm high, I remember I was told, buy a woman diamonds, to buy a woman gold. But what I give to you is a treasure you can hold, not even diamonds, and it's not even gold.
Next on deck, Beast Hollywood. We going hard.
Yeah, I know. And if you don't know, if you don't know, it's me that got the key. Hollywood B, hey, you know what I'm saying? Bottom boy. I'm down with my fam right now.
We going hard.
That's what we doing. Yo, I let it melt. I don't sleep, man. Eat.
I swear to God.
Check it out.
This, where is that, boy? If you ain't down, you ain't round. You can get stuck round. From where I'm from, we like to lay it down. Pound, pound. So get back, relax, get that, hold that, dump that. Off in the and just let me relax. Cause I'm going hard. I swear to God, I swear to God, I'm going hard. I swear to God, I'm going hard.
Ain't no time for no soap, no rock, no setback.
We going hard.
And ain't nobody gonna stop these.
Never ever quit in it till I win it. Take it to the finish. Any which way I'm getting. Take it to the limits and push while I'm smoking on that. Tear down the ceilings and light fire to the roof. Poof, pop, love it when it's rough.
Ain't no stopping, no stop, no rock, no setback.
We going hard.
And ain't nobody gonna stop me.
Next on deck, extra, extra.
Don't worry about it, girl.
Baby, 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 I love you. There's nothing I won't do, do for you. Many places, and I can't believe I found you, baby, baby, baby. Extra, extra, read all about it. I'm in love. Listen, babe. Listen, babe. Listen, babe. I'm loving you. You're the one for me. I can't help myself. That's underneath. No, no, no. No, no, no.
Next on deck, 5 o'clock.
I spit fire like an arsonist, so when I blow, I take aim at the game like I started this. Flow is so marvelous, short bus retarded this shit. About to show the Bucktown beast that they've been harboring. Come on, dude, you ain't about that. You see, let's talk about you getting money, I doubt that. You bounce back. You clowns ain't saying this shit, my word on it. So if your team got beef, my diggin's out back. You can tell when they sneak this and your time's near. Looking for the top, homie, the line's here. Far behind me, I never settle my shine's here. Box face, Cartier, Times Square. That's the reason labels love me, they didn't hate me though. Not for that flashy shit, I'm spitting for the radio. Split personality, bread for my family. Gotta learn to switch if you're trying to double your salary. Yeah, I'm still that dude from the projects. Off your feelings, they underrated at my dress. Underestimating me, it's like a catalyst. If you could profit off your vision, then it's progress. Yeah, all I ever wanted was wealth so I could share it with my team. Never keep it for self. I'm coming up the long way, better for my health. Cause I knew if I put the heat on you, niggas, you'd probably melt. I feel like Wayne with a million in him, or Jay when he had the dynasty with Philly with him. On my ball-ish, so King Joppy Joe for that. I make sure all my sons keep a semi with him. I told my brothers that I got him, and then I told my foes when I eye him, I'ma dot him. Red beam out him, homie, it's the blackout. Nah, I don't back out, cause I'm a problem.
Next on deck, out of here.
Yeah. Hey, Finn. Elu, baby. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
Next on deck, go get her.
She go get it. She got designer everything. When she stay fitted, took her to the versatile. Took a few hundred out. Took her to another one and rolled up another one. I ain't got time to be rolling with a hard head. I'm trying to get my money, man. My woman keep me well fed. Money, money, yeah. That's what I'm trying to get. Money, money, money. And it's making me sick. My mother, she got it. And my father, he got it. I ain't got none, but I'm about to get some. Got a phone call coming in. Yeah, that's my girlfriend. Baby, just got paid. Tell me what the court say.
Go get her. Go get her. She's a
but the money in her hand, favorite color green, if you know what I mean. She got a hairstyle like Nicki Minaj, makes you wanna throw your hands up and say good lord. She got a mouthpiece on her and everybody wanna. Got a body like Aretha Franklin, have everybody thinking. I ain't got nothing but love and dedication. She a black woman, the mother of civilization. She's a go-getter, and ain't nothing wrong with her. I ain't never had to hit her, fool, I'm way much bigger. And can't nobody ever break us up. We go together like trees in the Swiss and roll it up.
She's a go-getter, a go-getter. 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 She's a go-getter. Go get her, go get her, she's go get her, go get her,
she's a go get her, a go get her, count the music diva, rep and go digger, the girl fly, a worldwide flow spitter, all the dudes want her, ladies wanna roll with her, the ladies give it up, the fellas jock her, I'm cute, bossy and hella proper, so thick and fly like a helicopter, I'm making haters sick, go tell the doctor, I'm a go get her, a go get her, no coke sniffer, bottle smoke with ya, turn up. Party at night. The dress fits nice. My body is tight. I'm a diva. It's obvious, right? And if you're broke, you can't copy this life. So it's like, you better pause first. There's only one thing you can call her.
Go get her. Go get her. She's a 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 go get her. Go get her. She's a
next on deck, Beast Hollywood, Lean.
When I'm right, I'm right. When I'm wrong, I could be right. When I'm wrong, I could be right, but I could be wrong, but I know I'm right.
Polo.
doing my thing.
Acknowledge the style.
Quick fidget bomb.
Yeah.
Mom. 3, 2, 1.
One thing I holler me, and I ain't afraid to say, is that I have made every single mistake a guy my age can make. Can't even face to face, and though I still face to face in notorious ways. Couldn't be stressed, stabbing my chest, cause I so stressed with them glorious things. But see, the most important piece of fate was not a diploma. It's a bachelor, a master, most of it. And not any advice from no associates. Being under the influence of getting money's appropriate. Because the dead president being collected, respected more than any of them living or being elected. That's why the goal is to be to haters what a puck is to a goalie. Y'all fix it to the point, reason them at the joint.
Baby, you best acknowledge me. Sorry, there's no apology. I'm getting tired of you wanna, getting tired of you wanna, I'm getting tired of you wanna be. And I've been doing my thing for a while, trying to get this world to wow. Yeah, they loving the style. Yeah, they loving the style.
What is loyalty when you lust for royalty and can't cut it on your own? So you can throw my noble tea. Our ancestors will be ashamed of you. Still shackled by them whips and them two chains. True. Innovation is what I'm accustomed to. Don't put trends in my head. I give them the silks in blue. So while y'all out here turning up, I be busy turning the table on those trying to stop my stable, bruh. Turn around for what? Y'all becoming obsessive. Got chicks talking to other chicks about the other chick I left with. iPhone that I own get blown up with iMessage. Ignore, leave on the left hip. As I wait today, I exit in a throwback jack like left witch.
Baby, yeah, best acknowledge me. Sorry, there's no apology. I'm getting tired of you wanna, getting tired of you wanna, I'm getting tired of you wanna be. And I've been doing my thing for a while, trying to get this world to wow. Yeah, they loving the style. Yeah, they loving the style.
And
y'all laugh at me. See your nephews cats that you're gassing up are trash to me. 50% of them won't equal up to half of me. Going for not your thumb suit. You lack accuracy. Don't got a problem with a problem, cause I don't let them evolve to that point where I actually gotta solve them. So if you know better, boy, you better do better. A cold shoulder can't be stopped with a thin sweater. Still lost, well here's a little gesture. It's free of admission to pay no attention.